Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who's the cutest couple ever? Yeah, our vote goes to Carly Pearce and Michael Ray. They are PDAing it up like crazy all over social media. Like, check this out. So Carly went to Instagram the other day over the weekend, and she posted a pic of her and Michael, and she wrote, "Dropped me off at the airport this morning, and I said, ugh, I wish you could come with me to my show. 4 hours later, and he shows up after booking the next flight out of Nashville. Michael, you've turned my world upside down and shown me what it means to be in love. Heart, eyes, bye. Hashtag Sappy Central."
Yeah, and I mean, I love them as a couple. I love Carly Pearce. Obviously, we're good friends with Michael Ray. I just feel like Michael is setting the bar way too high, like this early in the game. Like, 3 years from now, how can he top what he's doing?
He then wrote after that message, "I will always choose you, babe." Yeah, he's doing a lot of things. But I mean, I feel like when, and I don't know, I may sound bogus for saying this, I feel like when you first start off in the relationship, you drop everything. You do everything. And you should do that throughout the relationship, throughout your marriage, whatever. But sometimes it's hard. You know, like, work could get in the way. But in the beginning, you always want to show that significant other that, hey, I will always be there. I will drop everything and run out to her show in Buffalo to go see you.
I feel like the only man that has ever kept it consistent from the very beginning to the very end was Jack Pearson from This Is Us. I feel like he's the only one that has, like, stood the test of time.
Did you see a couple days ago's episode?
I did, yeah.
Oh my God, amazing, right?
Yeah, it's the greatest show. 312-946-4995. What did you do for your significant other that was so, so great? Or maybe they did it for you. Could it beat flying halfway around the world to get to your girl?
So 312-946-4995. Let's have some fun this morning. I'm sure Thomas Rhett has done some amazing things for his wife as well.
He's a good dude, but he's no Jack Pearson.
So if you are single, or if you just got out of a relationship and you want to be in a relationship, if you're sad about that, you shouldn't follow Carly Pearce or Michael Ray, because the PDA from these two on their Instagram accounts is amazing.
I love Michael. I just think he's setting the bar way too high. No guy can last this long, like, doing the great things that he does for her. You got to kind of start off, like, kind of, you know,
a little bit low. Just a little bit low.
Start low and then build to this, but he just... out the gate.
He's all in.
312-946-4995. Good morning, Pamela from Homer Glen. Who did something great for the other person?
Yeah, for one of our anniversaries, my then boyfriend, now husband, said, like, "Oh, I'm going to surprise you. We're going to do some kind of nice dinner." So I thought it was just kind of a standard, like, Italian restaurant kind of deal. But
like Applebee's or Chili's or something, right?
Yeah. But instead, he packed, like, a really great picnic with all my favorite foods, brought a tablecloth, flowers, a vase for the flowers, and took me right around the lakefront, kind of like by the shed. And we had a really nice dinner with, like, wine or champagne, I can't remember, and watched the sunset, and it was just a beautiful sunset.
Were you able to see any of the fish by the shed aquarium?
No, we didn't go inside the aquarium. We were outside.
Oh, yeah. See, your boyfriend didn't have everything then, because if he would have had everything, you could have seen some of the fish.
I think we stayed for the fireworks, though. So, I mean, we stayed for, like, the Navy Pier fireworks.
And I'm sure there were fireworks later on that night, too. You know what I'm saying, Pamela?
No comment.
4 kids later, here we are.
All right.
One song away before you're going to be tossing $1,000 in your pocket. We are 3 minutes away.
But 312-946-4995. Good morning, Liz from Melrose Park. What did your significant other do for you?
Good morning. So I was dating this guy, got to know him for a month. 3 months into the relationship, he took me to a helicopter ride at night, and then we went to dinner to the signature room.
Ooh.
And then he booked us a room at the W.
Wow. Yes. He must have got a raise at work.
I guess. He got a raise for me, that's for sure.
US 99 Styles and Roman, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. So we're talking about romantic things that happen, like, with a boyfriend or a significant other.
Mm-hmm.
I was dating this guy, and on our second date with my high school sweetheart, I got a pair of, I don't know, 3/4 carat diamond earrings at date number two.
And that was date number two?
Date number two.
I think you were dating a rich guy.
I thought I was dating a rich guy, but I found out eventually there wasn't enough room for me, him, and his crazy ex-wife in that relationship.
Wow. So, tell us how you really feel about it.
Let's see. My car was keyed, and then sugar was poured in the gas tank, and my car was 3 days old.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, let's just say it's probably best that it did not work out.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you for the earrings, but I got to move on.
Oh, you kept the earrings. Good girl.
Hell yeah.
Don't think I'm...
It's 8:27 Thursday morning at Chicago's hottest country, US 99, and the PDA is in full effect with Carly Pierce and Michael Ray. It's beautiful. It is gorgeous. Check this out. Carly went to Instagram and said, dropped me off. Michael did at the airport this morning, and I said, oh, I wish you could come with me to my show. 4 hours later, he shows up after booking the next flight out of Nashville. Michael, you've turned my world upside down and shown me what it means to be in love. Check out those two. Aww.
Get a room. Get a room.
Aww.
Good morning, Kim from South Elgin. What did your man do for you?
For Mother's Day, I have, you know, 4 kids from my first marriage, and that's been my life for, you know, 20-some years. So he knew it was on my bucket list, so on Mother's Day, he got me my first Harley. I have a limited edition 2018 iron, yeah, 883. It's an iron. In 4 months, I put over 2,500 miles on it. I absolutely love it. And we ride together. It's just great.
That's so, and listen to you go on and on and on. This really meant a lot to you, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Because it's something I would never buy myself. I would never, you know, my youngest is 18. Not that they don't need you anymore. But I'm like, okay, I waited. And now it's something I wanted to do. And yeah, and I did it.
You know, maybe I should buy my wife a Harley and she'll talk about me the way you talk about your husband, Kim.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Becky from Pilsen. What did your man do for you?
So my boyfriend is from Anchorage, Alaska. I'm from Chicago. And this May, I flew down there to Mexico. And he was laid off at the time. And a week prior to me flying down there, he was like, you know what? I'm going to get a ticket. I'm going to go meet you down there. And he did.
Well, let's be for real, Jackie. I'm sure you're an amazing girl, but it's freezing cold in Alaska. He probably just wanted to get some warmth in Mexico.
I don't know. I mean, probably a little bit of both. He could have gone anywhere else for that warmth.
Yeah, she could have warmed him up in any city, right?
Hey.
Styles and Roman.
Dougie Styles, the Lewis University.
Justin Roman, the Elmhurst College.
US 99.
Need new break?
So coming up at 8:50 this morning, we have sold out tickets for you to go get your party on down at the University of Notre Dame to check out Garth Brooks. Now, if your significant other won you these tickets, now that would be something amazing that they would do for you.
Yeah, but, you know, when you are in a relationship, I feel like you're always trying to one-up each other, and, you know, she does this amazing thing for you. You do something great for her. Who wins that? Good morning, Kelly. Who did what for you?
My fiance, soon to be husband, next Saturday. We were dating probably about 6 months, and he threw me a surprise 30th birthday party, and he also flew in my best friend from Florida.
Aww.
Now we see why you're marrying this guy.
Oh, absolutely. I cannot wait.
Now, can we try to one-up that?
Yeah.
Now, you're probably busy because you got the wedding a week from this weekend, but do you and future hubby have any plans for Saturday night?
We do not.
Would you guys like to come to our US 99 First Listen to see Morgan Evans?
Yes, we would love that.
Let's see your husband top that, okay?
Consider it an early wedding present to you and your future husband.
Oh, thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.